from A Monster Calls by Patrick Ness. A cloud moved in front of the moon, covering the whole landscape in darkness. And a whoosh of wind rushed down the hill and into his room, billowing the curtains. He heard the creaking and cracking of wood again, groaning like a living thing, like the hungry stomach of the world growling for a meal. Then the cloud passed, and the moon shone again on the yew tree, which now stood firmly in the middle of his back garden. And here was the monster. As Connor watched, the uppermost branches of the tree gathered themselves into a great and terrible face, shimmering into a mouth and nose and even eyes, peering back at him. Other branches twisted around one another, always creaking, always groaning, until they formed two long arms and a second leg to set down beside the main trunk. The rest of the tree gathered itself into a spine and then a torso, the thin, needle-like leaves weaving together to make a green, furry skin that moved and breathed as if there were muscles and lungs underneath. Already taller than Connor's window, the monster grew wider as it brought itself together, filling out to a powerful shape, one that looked somehow strong, somehow mighty. It stared at Connor the whole time, and he could hear the loud, windy breathing from its mouth. It set its giant hands on either side of the window, lowering its head until its huge eyes filled the frame, holding Connor with its glare. Connor's house gave a little moan under its weight. And then the monster spoke. "Connor O'Malley," it said. A huge gust of warm, compost-smelling breath rushing through Connor's window, blowing his hair back. Its voice rumbled low and long, with a vibration so deep Connor could feel it in his chest. "I have come to get you, Connor O'Malley," the monster said, pushing against the house, shaking the pictures off Connor's wall, sending books and electronic gadgets and old stuffed toy rhinos tumbling to the floor. A monster, Connor thought. A real, honest-to-goodness monster in real waking life. Not in a dream, but here, at his window.